Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Lots of basketball to talk about. We'll take a look ahead to the Super Bowl, and we'll say goodbye to an iconic announcer. All coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. Welcome into the Gym Class for this 1st of February here in Eastern Iowa. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour right here on KGYM. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. Stop on by Third Base for a New Year's treat. It's a perfect place to gather when you've got some time away from the grind. Conveniently located, as we mentioned, on the northeast side, corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Feels wonderful, Mr. Dukes, outside today. Doesn't it? Amazing what a little sun can do.
It does indeed. Brightens everybody's spirits and warms the body, that's for sure. And it's going to get nothing but better the next couple, 3 days.
But we could see some rain. Could see some fog as well. It's always something. Always something here in Eastern Iowa. Good show coming up for you. We are going to talk to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette coming up in just a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit about high school basketball, the unique situation we have around boys and girls basketball going on right now, plus the 1A and 2A tournament. Not the seeding, but the actual tournament itself was released today. We will kick that around. We'll talk some Rough Rider hockey as well with Jeff coming up here in just a little bit. We'll have our final Emil's Hideaway pick six of the year. All the marbles. It comes down to this. Who can win, the Gym Class or the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn? We will determine that, as well as the Super Bowl winner over the weekend. What is bigger? We'll ask you about that. And we will look ahead to Iowa and Michigan. The men play tonight. Women played earlier today, Mark, and didn't go well for the Iowa women in Ann Arbor today.
Michigan with a 90-81 victory, and the Wolverines with 24 offensive rebounds in that game. You're not going to win many games against anybody with that kind of statistic, but, of course, that game postponed last night, rescheduled for 11 o'clock Central Time today, and now Iowa gets on a plane and goes to Penn State for a road game this weekend.
Yeah, tough loss for Iowa. They were second in the Big Ten. That drops them a little bit. Got to think it's going to drop the seeding a little bit, but plenty of games to be played. A non-double-double day. Missed it by one, did Megan Gustafson.
27-9, right.
And still 27 points and 9 rebounds. Hannah Stewart had a big game today as well, but just not enough to propel the Iowa women. As you mentioned, the rebounding and the Michigan shot it well today, up at the Chrysler Center, or Chrysler Arena, if you go back to a little bit of an older time right there. Iowa and Michigan tonight on the men's side. Free parking at Carver Hawkeye tonight. It is a sellout, a rare Friday night home game. And the number 5 rated Wolverines come to town of John Beilein. This one, I think, will be fun tonight.
Yeah, second Big Ten Friday night game. For the Hawkeyes, of course, that game in late November against Wisconsin was a Friday night game. And Michigan is so very talented. Last I looked, Michigan was favored by 5 points in this game after the Vegas line opened at 3.5. And, you know, recently, within the last couple, 3 weeks, Michigan showed maybe a couple vulnerabilities, although it came back and won. So many components to John Beilein's team, and I have enormous respect for him as a head coach. It's going to be a very difficult game for Iowa tonight. Not impossible, but tough.
I think Brando and Raftery there again.
Not Raftery.
Not Raft?
No.
Okay, I know Brando's there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's he with then? Do you know?
I saw that, but I can't remember. But I know Raft is not here.
That's too bad. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in today here on the program, the Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line brought to you by Hertine & Stocker Jewelers. They are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City as Iowa City prepares for Iowa and Michigan coming up. If there's ever a game for Iowa to come out with the zone, 1-3-1, 2-3 zone, maybe a little bit of three-quarter court trap, not much, I think, because Xavier Simpson is a guy, if Iowa tries to play man-to-man, I think Iowa's going to have a lot of trouble with. He's not Cassius Winston, but he's kind of Cassius Winston light. Can I say that?
I think so. He had a triple-double last time out. A very talented player. But there are others on that team that you shut one down, and next thing you know, somebody else goes off. So,
and they play tremendous defense.
Indeed.
And they don't beat themselves. Rarely will they make a bad mistake, a bad turnover in a key situation, a John Beilein team. And if you have the opportunity, you cannot squander that opportunity. And that's what Iowa has to do tonight. Pretty big game for the Hawkeyes. Iowa wins, they're over the 500 mark. If they lose, they go under 500 with a trip to Indiana. Yeah, I know Indiana's not playing well, but Iowa rarely plays well at Assembly Hall. Haven't done it in a while, and it's an Indiana team that's just licking their chops to try to get well against somebody. So you don't want to get you don't want to be looking at 5-7, perhaps, and then people start to say, uh-oh, you're squarely on the bubble at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I like to see Iowa play zone tonight. Make Michigan beat you from the outside, because that is not their strength. So we'll see how it all plays out. 319-366-1600. We got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. We're going to make a lot of picks with that on the Emil Sideway Pick 6 coming up in just a little while here. But it will be the Patriots and the Rams, if you have not heard, from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. You want to let us know your pick out there. Love to hear it. And why? 319-366-1600 on the text line. Who are you rooting for coming up this weekend? Are you rooting? I think we're going to have more people rooting for the Rams because of the fact they used to be in St. Louis. I think you're also going to get the I hate the Patriots factor because they're always there. So I think you're going to see more people wanting the Rams to win this game. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. This is a really tough game to figure out because you've got, you know, the veterans of the Patriots against the young, up-and-comers with the Rams. Who's the more talented team? I think the Rams are. There's a reason the line is 2.5. And a lot of people, a lot of the sharps, so to speak, have been on the Patriots. But I think I hear more and more people liking the Rams. We'll see what the panel likes on the pick six.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up in about a half hour or so. 319-366-1600.
Donnie Marshall with Tim Brando tonight. Donnie Marshall.
The former UConn star, yeah. Donnie Marshall. Very good. Very good. That'll be fun. I'll have to watch it after our games tonight. We got high school basketball coming your way tonight. Wash Jeff on Warrior Hall of Fame night from Washington. We'll join up at 5:50 with the pregame for the girls' contest on the North, Gym 107.5. Boys' game on both 1600 and 107.5, depending on the length of the girls' game and then the festivities between ball games tonight as they induct another class into the Washington Hall of Fame. We'll be on after that. South Gym tonight, the two division leaders in the WAMAC going at it in boys basketball. Number 3, Maquoketa at Clear Creek and Mana. Ryan Schlater going to be calling that with Eric Peterson tonight. Late fill-in, late substitution, pinch hitting for Jeff Moss tonight will be Ryan Schlater. So he will have the call tonight along with Eric Peterson from down at Tiffin.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, that's the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Who wins Super Bowl 53? Patriots or Rams? Go ahead and vote. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Not who do you want to win, who will win. Who will win the game? And we'll make our picks coming up a little bit later on. Answer me this, though, Mark. Answer me this. And I saw this earlier today, And I do not believe this for one second, because every Super Bowl gathering I have ever been to, they have no one has ever served this. This is according to Google Trends, as well as the something called The Kitchen. They put it out on Twitter today. Uniquely searched. Okay, it's uniquely searched Super Bowl foods by state. This is not your top staple at a Super Bowl party. But according to this particular site, Irish stew apparently is a unique Super Bowl treat here in the state of Iowa. Have you ever been to a Super Bowl gathering where Irish stew has been served?
I have not.
I have not either.
It's usually trays of meat and cheese. It's
chips.
Chips.
Dip, salsa.
Meatballs. Little smokies, wings.
Finger foods.
I've had soup at parties before. Not Irish stew.
Not Irish stew.
No.
I have no idea where this came up with. If you have had Irish stew at your Super Bowl gathering, let us know.
It doesn't sound bad.
I'm not saying it sounds bad. I have just never heard of this. So if you have, let us know at 319-366-1600. I would like to know.
Yeah.
To satisfy my curiosity, because I think they're messed up on all this. So
it's usually a bunch of snacks, right? Maybe some soups, but not Irish stew.
They've got tacos for Minnesota.
Pizza, you know.
Our friends to the north. We'll see. If you've ever had Irish stew at your Super Bowl gathering, let us know at 319-366-1600. While we wait for the connoisseurs to let us know that, Zach Johnson's wrapped up his second round. He's going to be around for the weekend.
He is indeed. Through 27 holes, including his first 9 holes today, Zach Johnson was 2 over par and outside the cut line. What did he do on his last 9 holes? 6 birdies, 3 pars, a 6 under par 29, and that concluded a 67 in the second round for Zach Johnson, squarely inside the cut. And I'm constantly reminded by either Zach or, you know, whatever player it is, that these guys can put those holes behind them, that they haven't played very well, and all of a sudden turn it on. It doesn't happen all the time, but it certainly did for Zach Johnson today.
Yeah, it did. So Zach will be playing on the weekend.
Right now, your leader, Brendan Grace, he went out early today, shot 64. He's at 11 under, 1 up on Justin Thomas, who is on the golf course.
There you go. The significant part of the Phoenix Open this weekend, the Waste Management Phoenix Open, not the 16th hole. We've talked about that before. The wildest golf hole there is on planet Earth, and it will be wild. Did you see somebody put out on Twitter today, I think it was the folks in Phoenix, when the gates open, and it opens at sunrise, and the mad dash to the 16th hole to get a good seat over there. It seats something like 15,000 or so, all the stands that ring that par 3. It's crazy. But the significant event this weekend is the retirement of Johnny Miller tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the last time Miller will appear on NBC Golf. And some people love Johnny Miller. A lot of pros and a lot of people don't like Johnny Miller as far as his analytical mentions in the booth are concerned.
I caught a little of Johnny Miller being interviewed on the Golf Channel earlier today, and he was very emotional. He's got like 7 kids, 20 some grandkids, and he's really looking forward to spending time with them. He has not been one of my favorites, I have to admit. It grinds on me when he uses nerves, Roger, nerves. Every other sentence. I will say I think he's not an analysis of the swing and whatnot, but I don't think he's among the best of all time. But would do wish him well. Had a hell of a playing career, and 30 years in the boot. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. And, of course, known as the Desert Fox for many years. He really did well in the West Coast swing. And I guess apropos that, he will go out in Phoenix where he won several times before. And I think it's Paul Azinger that's going to be checking into the booth to replace him, who has been on the first 2 years of Fox Golf when they've done the USGA events. And Azinger's very good. So I think he's going to step in there and do a fine job.
Speaking of that 16th hole, maybe you know, I don't know. I wonder on non-turn, are those stands there permanently?
No.
I mean, if you...
No.
Oh, they erect them.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On tournament week.
Well,
I mean, that's got to look...
Before tournament week.
That's got to look totally different without...
Oh, yeah.
You know, that stadium look to it.
Yes, no doubt. Yeah, I was there several years ago, played that course, not that one. We played across the street. There are two courses at the TPC Scottsdale. One that's a lot more economically feasible for somebody in my position than the PGA course, which was something like, I don't know what it was. It was like $250, $300 or something like that. This one was much less than that. And but you could see over there, and yeah, there. This was in mid-March, and there were no bleachers or anything like that. So they go up, they go down.
On the Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line,
Irish
in regards
stew?
To Irish Stew, 0497, I'm Irish, and I have never had Irish stew.
All right.
7285, of course. I always have had Irish stew at my Super Bowl parties. What's not to like? Cheese, salsa, jalapenos, served with chips. Nothing more Irish than that.
All right. Very good. I have not been to a party with Irish stew.
I haven't either.
So they have them out there. Maybe this is very accurate. Maybe it is. We'll see. Keep them coming. Keep them coming out there. All right, 3:20. We're going to take a break. Come back. Jeff Johnson will join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Plenty to discuss basketball, hockey-wise, with Jeff when we come back here on KGYM.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Back in the gym class for Friday at KGYM. Panel will get together one final time in about 20 minutes or so to pick games with the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6. As the competition coming right down to the wire, as far as that is concerned, one more opportunity for you to pick up a $30 gift card to Eagles Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, as they are right behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Basketball coming up tonight, as we mentioned. Wash Jeff doubleheader beginning at 5:50. We've got Maquoketa at Clear Creek Man on the South Gym coming up tonight at 7:30. And to join us to talk about basketball, a little bit of hockey as well, our friend from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Jeff Johnson, joining us on a Friday edition of the program. And It's balmy outside, man. You got your suntan lotion out and, you know, got a lawn chair out in the driveway?
Well, I was just telling Kyle, when 15 degrees feels warm, there's something wrong with that, right?
So our minds.
I'm watching, watching a little Phoenix Open right now where it's 72 and beautiful and sunny, and maybe that's making me feel a little extra warm, too.
There you go. You can't beat golf on a Friday afternoon, so.
Have you ever had Irish stew at a Super Bowl party, JJ?
What's that, Mark? I'm sorry.
Have you ever had Irish stew at a Super Bowl party?
No, but my wife made it actually a couple weeks ago, to be quite honest for you, for the first time, and it was pretty good.
No.
I think I got drunk off.
She threw a little Guinness in there?
Yeah, Guinness, and I think there was some wine in that thing, too. So
yeah.
It tasted good.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
You've the broth. I would like seconds, please.
Yeah. Didn't bother with the meat and the potatoes.
No,
man.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't remember if there was meat in it or veggies or anything, but the broth was good. So.
Well, basketball, let's start there. And the name of the game is we're going to play some games tonight, which has been highly unusual over the last 14 days. You wrote about that today, how teams are dealing with it, how coaches are dealing with it, how everybody is dealing with it. And yeah, we've had postponements before, but as far as I cannot remember really a 2-week period. This is almost a second Christmas break in the middle of the season.
Yeah. And everybody kind of is hating it too. So, I mean, it's crazy when you consider, at this point in the season where you have, what is it? 4 boys teams, I think that. And 3 girls teams that haven't played in 16 days. I mean, that's insane. And you know, the bad part of it, especially for the boys, you know, the girls have their postseason coming up. So for the boys, it's like, you know, you're going to have a bunch of games in a very short period of time. So, you know, how's that going to look? How's that going to work? So you go from not playing at all to playing, you know, more than an NBA schedule, basically.
You know, the way I look at it, Jeff, is that it's well-documented. Davenport North Girls is going to play 8 games in 10 days. Other teams have similar schedules going forward. Having played basketball through my junior year in high school, I can tell you that practices were almost as hard, if not harder, than games. So, I mean, what difference does it make whether you're going to play a game or practice? And in my mind, if I'm a senior, I want to get – as many games as possible in.
No, you're exactly right, Mark. And I think if you asked all the players, I think the vast majority of them would agree with you. Heck, we'd rather play a game than you know, have to practice for 2 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of these kids, you know, play AAU ball or what have you in the spring and the summer, and they're playing, you know, 2-3 games a day, basically. So from their standpoint, you know, I'm sure they don't mind all these games and a short amount of time, and you know, for the coaches, though, it kind of creates a headache because, you know, your goal obviously right now is to have your team playing the best basketball of the season right now as you head into the postseason. And when you're not practicing, I would think that it's much more difficult to be able to achieve that, right?
Yeah, I will, Jeff, bow to the critics from this standpoint. If you're on the road, getting home late at night, and you're doing this multiple times in a you know, 10-day period, it could impact your academics. But I don't know. I wasn't a great academic, you know.
Yeah, just pass your classes.
That's, yeah, exactly.
That's my motto. So, you know, so yeah, that's a tough part of it too, I think, for kids. But I do think that today's kids are probably way better in tune that way than probably you and I and Scott were, Mark.
Yeah, I agree.
Quite honest. So, yeah, we'll see how this all plays out here in the next couple weeks.
Well, the other thing, too, is that you take a look at the boys in the postseason as far as the 3A and 4A seeding is concerned. They're supposed to have all the seeding wrapped up by next, I believe it's coming up next Wednesday,
yeah.
The 6th, and you're going to have some teams that are going to get better after their seed comes out. Yeah, and I think we just have to live with that fact.
Yeah, and you know, 1A and 2A, you know, all the pairings, the brackets came out today, and those guys had to seed without a lot of teams, you know, having not played in a week to 2 weeks. So, you know, it is what it is, I guess, as one of the coaches I talked to yesterday. It was just, you know, it is what it is. It's a bad situation, and, you know, there's really, I guess, no sense crying over it now. You just try and make the best of it and go forth from there.
Aside from North Lynn and a couple other boys teams, there's not many Eastern Iowa teams, at least in the Gazette and KGYM listing area, ranked. Doesn't mean that there won't be more. There will be more area teams making the state tournament, but it's kind of a different year in that respect, I think.
Yeah, it is. You know, and like you said, Mark, that's not to mean there's not quality teams around here. You know, in our area that'll make deep runs. I haven't seen Iowa City Regina, for instance, but I'm hearing a lot of really good things about Regina. That's a team that's got a really solid record. It's playing really well in 2A, and you know, Cascade's the defending champ in 2A, and there's a lot to be said for that. You know, a group that knows how to win, and you know, Montezuma, which is kind of in the fringes of our coverage area at the Gazette, is undefeated, and, you know, a top five ranked team. But yeah, I mean, you're always going to have your surprises. Look at Edco last year, for instance. I guess that's probably the perfect example of a team that really flew under the radar the entire season, still had a good record, and played really, really well in the postseason, and made it to the state tournament for the first time. So I'm sure we'll see at least one similar type story here this season.
Yeah, North Lynn, we knew that their path was going to be tough to get to the state tournament. Now we saw exactly how tough it was going to be. They're going to have probably about three really, really tough games if they're going to make it in the 2A field in Des Moines.
Yeah, that was one of those things where I saw them play at the U.S. Cellular Center, a couple of weeks ago, I think, at one of the shootouts, and was just talking to Coach Mike Hilmer, and I said, well, you know, considering everything, you know, maybe it's better that you guys are in 2A this season, you know, considering Grandview Christian and, you know, its dominance and all of its talent and height and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, yeah, he goes, I guess I can see that. He goes, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be harder to get to state probably than it would be in 1A. And he's right. You know, they did not give the Lynx any breaks whatsoever. I still think this is a really good basketball team, and you know, it'll be really interesting to see, you know, if it can get to state, and then if it gets to state, you know, I certainly think it has the capabilities to win it all. But, you know, like you said, with teams like Beckman over there looming and clubs like that, it's going to be tough just to get to Des Moines for them.
Is it difficult at all to identify the best boys team in town in the metro area? Because many have had their moments.
Yeah. I was thinking about that actually today, Mark. I don't know what Scott thinks. I think it's Prairie. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, but it is so balanced. I mean, you can make a case for
Linmar.
A lot of teams. Linmar's a really good team. And I think starting to play really good basketball. There's no really bad team, to be honest with you, when you look at, you know, Jefferson plays really, really hard every night. It is a tough out. You know, I think Kennedy's got some really good talent. Washington has beaten Kennedy twice. And then you look at Marion, which knocks off the number one team in 3A, Maquoketa, on last Saturday. And, you know, Xavier is just kind of sitting there in the weeds, you know, just saying, yeah, we're playing our all 4A schedule pretty much. And, you know, we're not making a lot of noise right now, but, you know, being in 3A gives the Saints a legit shot, I think, of getting to the state tournament, despite maybe a 500 record or under 500 record. So, but yeah, if I had to vote, I think Prairie's probably the best team in the metro. And, you know, maybe in the area, 4A, probably, oh boy, I don't know. that's a great question. Iowa City West, Dubuque Senior, Cedar Falls. The NBC is just so really good from top to bottom this season. It's good that way as maybe I can remember it.
Yeah, balanced, I think.
Very much.
And we knew that when the pods came out for 4A in Eastern Iowa that it was going to be very interesting to see how things were split up. And I thought Boone did a very good job of splitting things up. I think we were all a little surprised that they split up the three Mississippi Athletic Conference teams. But that's the way it went. And you're going to have a tough semifinal before you even get to a sub-state final.
Yeah, you know, and this side of the state, as you said, Scott, is so it's just weird, dude. We talk about how the NBC is so balanced top to bottom, and the MAC really is so top heavy. I think when you look at Bettendorf and Norscott and Davenport Central are head and shoulders above everyone else. Assumption in 3A is a really good team, but the bottom isn't very good. You have teams like Muscatine, which hasn't even won a game, which shows you how good Joe Wieskamp was, by the way, last year. It's just weird that way. And I thought the association did a really good job of kind of splitting everything up like that. Keeping in mind that geography is always going to be king for the IHSA when it comes to full season stuff.
That Western pod.
unlike the girls, you know, we're what you have Davenport school could possibly play what a
Sioux
a
City
Sioux City school. Yeah. So it's just a difference in philosophy, and considering geography is king with the association, I thought by and large, the association did a really good job with everything.
No, I would agree with that, and it's going to be interesting to see how the tournaments play out when they get started coming up here in just a little bit. And a lot of good talent, too, before we leave the world of basketball here, but a lot of D1 talent, young and seniors around Eastern Iowa, and you've got a chance to see a lot of them, and some of them still remaining unsigned, if you will, I think led by Chris and Keegan Murray out of Prairie.
Yeah, I mean, those kids have come so far, Scott, and you know it. You've seen them since they were sophomores and, growing to the 6'8 range now, and still a lot of physical development yet for them to grow into their bodies, physically. So they're great shooters. They can drive it. They can handle it. They're going to get stronger and bigger that way. Somebody's going to get a good player, two players. The one thing that somebody brought up to me, which is interesting, is, which I didn't really consider, is they're pretty much the same player. So, that might make it difficult for one college, to offer two guys who are similar players, right? So maybe they'll end up going separate schools. I still think prep school is on the table for those two. Maybe next year to try and continue to mature and get, maybe some more Division I offers. So two high-quality players and two good kids, too.
Cedar Rapids Rough Riders squarely in the middle of the Eastern Conference, 17-15-2. I look at this team from a distance, Jeff. You know it better than me. But the goals against are really good. The goals for, not so much.
Yeah, that's kind of become, I think, a bugaboo for this team when you look at it. And you look at you've got really kind of one forward line, three, four guys, five guys that are scoring most of the goals and accounting for most of the points. And, there needs to be some help for those four or five guys. If Cedar Rapids really wants to take off, in my opinion. So, we'll see here as they are finally fully healthy as a team. With the exception maybe of one player, Merrick Halak, who's out and has been out for most of the season. But, yeah, they need some other guys really to step up scoring-wise, forward-wise, to kind of help the four or five guys that are accounting for almost all the goals right now.
enjoyed your piece about the 20th anniversary and the team that you picked. And I'm sure there was a lot of input from many people for who should be on the team and whatnot, you know. And good to go all the way back to the roots and Butch Johnson getting mentioned, bringing the Lumber Baron, bringing the Mason City team down. And that's how everything got started there. But some had to be some good memories putting that thing together.
Yeah, it really, really was. You know, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years, and you know, hard to believe that we never had an indoor ice rink here. You know, a city of 100,000, but I guess we were a speed skating town, Lou's Dennis rink outside and everything. So, but yeah, it's been great. You know, it's amazing that Coach Carlson's still here and you know, doing what he does, developing players and developing young men. Nobody does it better, and he's really become an integral part of our community, which is great to see. And you know, it's like kind of one of those things where I told Coach what I was working on, and I was going to pick, you know, the top 20 players or pick a lineup, and you know, I kind of ask him, all right, I'm going to run by you what I got and make sure that I'm not missing anybody. So I texted him what I had. You know, about a half hour later, he goes, well, what about this guy? And, oh, yeah. Then about 15 minutes after that, it's like, well, this guy was a ball player too. Oh, yeah. And then another 15 minutes. Well, this guy was pretty good too. And I'm like, oh. So I kind of wish that he would have picked his own team, but, you know, did the best he could. And it just went to show that there's a lot of really good quality hockey players and people that have come through this town and through this organization and the United States Hockey League, which is great.
Three games in the next week for the Rough Riders, all at home, two of them against Dubuque, the team right in front of Cedar Rapids in the standings. So this is an opportunity for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, and, you know, playing at home should help. I still can't believe they drove all the way to Lincoln in minus 20-degree weather Wednesday night.
Talkie, man.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So, yeah, it's a chance to kind of get things right here and solidify a playoff spot. The top six in each conference get in. So they're looking, you know, pretty good from that standpoint. But, I mean, obviously you want to finish as well as you can and as high as you can in the standings to help out with the postseason. So, yeah, I mean, this is we're coming down the home stretch. We're coming down the home stretch for basketball. We're coming down the home stretch for hockey and wrestling. This is a great starting to get a great time of year, you know, especially if we can get the weather turned around.
Yeah, and probably go from 30 below to 60 degrees state tournament week, but we'll see how that plays out. You know, this was not bad. You know, Roseau and Warroad up in Minnesota played, it was minus 37 degrees. They didn't even call off school that day because they wanted to play hockey that night in the nation. This is one of the longest rivalries in the country. So
I read that. Yeah, they kind of love their hockey way up there in northern Minnesota where – where Mr. and Mrs. Unash live, right?
That's right. They did not attend.
No.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, but for some people, this is nothing, right?
Nope.
Weather-wise, especially up there.
Jeff, you've covered a little bit of Iowa basketball and a big game for the Hawkeyes tonight against a top 10 team in Michigan. Is this a really good opportunity for Iowa or a really bad matchup?
I like it. But, you know, then again, I told a lot of people I thought Iowa was going to beat Michigan State last week, too. So what do I know? But, no, I mean, this is – and it's important, obviously. When I think everybody looked at kind of the four-game stretch. This is the third game out of the four games that were really important to kind of find out exactly what Iowa is. And I don't think we fully know that yet. I think it's obviously a very improved team. I think it's a decent team. Is it a good enough team to make the NCAA tournament? We don't know that yet. So, yeah, I mean, this is another huge opportunity for Iowa and one that could really help the resume when it comes to March and trying to get into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. All right. good to talk with you, man. We'll talk when the Twins sign Machado or Harper. And,
No. We don't want no.
No? Okay. Scratch that. Scratch that from the record. So,
I think the Cubs are getting a bolt from what I heard. So I don't know. Is that accurate?
Good luck with that luxury tax, then.
Well, yeah, they got more money than God. What's that luxury tax stuff? So.
All right, JJ. Take care. Where are you going tonight?
Prairie and Kennedy Girl Boy doubleheader.
Okay, so, very good. Very good.
Yeah, have a good call, and great as always to talk to you guys. Have a good
Thanks,
weekend.
Jeff.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com, and give him a follow on Twitter as well. We'll take a break, come back. Panel assembles one more time, and we will have the final Emil's Hideaway pick six of the year. Rather emotional here as Dave joins us here in studio. Back with more after this.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit. Straight up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables. You rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pet Bowl, downtown Iowa City.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say? Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
Very appropriate. We get a little Tom Petty last dance going here. Since it is the last dance of the year for the Emil's Hideaway, pick six.
I was worried we were all going to overdose.
No. Okay. No. There's a method to my madness out there. But Dave joining us here in studio from Emil's Hideaway. And Dave, on behalf of myself and the rest of the panel, thank you and thanks to Emil's for helping us out. I know you've had fun this year. How can you not? You're leading. So,
Rookie of the year.
You are rookie of the year. We gave Kyle a big trophy, did we?
Yeah, no trophy, but this.
Take that one in there.
Gladly, the tall one.
Dave, there's a big trophy in our room. Go ahead and take that with you. That's our Rookie of the Year trophy to you.
Dave would be a second consecutive rookie winner.
There you go. Awesome. But thank you very much, and thanks to Emils for helping us out with this.
It's been fun. Enjoyed it immensely.
I was just at Emils about an hour ago having lunch with my wife.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
All right, Todd.
They said they didn't know you. No. I'm
Who?
Well, the we got a one-game lead over you guys coming into this, the final six selections. So Alex and I were joking last night on the air, what happens if we have a tie? I suppose maybe we would have to have a special one-off tiebreaker, but I don't think that's going to be the case. This is all going to be Super Bowl related with Super Bowl 53 this week. And Dave, 6-0 last week, a big part of the reason why we have vaulted ahead of the gym class by one selection. We're going to start with the national anthem. This is always a popular propositional wager. The over-under on the amount of time Gladys Knight will take to sing the national anthem in Atlanta. The number was 1 minute and 47 seconds. I have adjusted it to 1 minute 54 because I have a feeling everybody was going to go the same way on this. So I wanted to make it a little more interesting. 1 minute 54 seconds for the... is she an octogenarian? What is she? She's got to be 80, right?
She's close if she's not there.
Upper 70s?
I think it's a great move. Atlanta native.
Right? No pips, though.
No pips.
No pips.
No, this is just solo Gladys.
1 minute, 54 seconds. Dave, over, under.
Well, in 9 of the last 12 Super Bowls, the national anthem has gone under the total time. And since 2006, only 2 have gone over. There is a YouTube video of Gladys Knight singing the national anthem in 1 minute, 32 seconds.
Oh!
But it's old.
1991. But considering she's 27 years older, I don't think she'll stretch it out another 25 seconds. Give me the under.
I was taking the under anyways. Now I feel a lot better about taking the under there. I will take the under.
The stat I saw was that the last 20 Super Bowls, the average time was 1 minute 57. Give me the over.
Oh, I was sleeping there. 130, that's really low. I'm going to stick with my gut and go over.
I'm going to go over here as well. She's going to introduce herself to an entire new generation of people who have absolutely no idea. Kyle and Alex, do you know who Gladys Knight is?
No, and who? Pip? You guys talking about Pip?
Knight and the okay. Pips.
No.
That's my point entirely. She's going to belt one out. It's going to go over. Watch for this one to creep into the 2-minute mark, Alex.
Motown. She's without the Pips.
Without the Pips.
Meaning she will go under. Give me the under.
All right. My personal favorite every year, heads or tails on the coin toss, Scott Unash.
Tails never fails.
Second that.
Tails never fails.
I will go heads.
Tails. Can I get tails, please?
Now Dave will drop
the
knowledge.
I was just going to say, come on.
No.
Well, New England calls the toss, and they have called heads 3 straight times. And Slaughter will call heads again. Heads was the winning side last year. Tails won the previous 4 years, however. And someone in Vegas bet $40,000 on tails yesterday. So that's good enough for me. I'll go with that reasoning. Tails.
So I'm on an island.
That's right.
I'm on Heads Island. Okay, Mark, which team will score first?
Well, Dave referenced New England gets to call the flip. I think New England will win. And at least a field goal. Give me New England. Been really good out of the gate in the playoffs.
I'm going to use the same logic I did last week. I think I was wrong, but I'm going with the Rams because Greg the Leg Zuerlein.
I will go with New England as well. Alex.
New England sets the tone for the third consecutive time in the playoffs.
Well, the Rams are notorious slow starters, and the Patriots have only scored a total of 3 points in their last 8 Super Bowl first quarters, and those 3 points came only last year. But you'll also note that New England has outscored their 2 playoff opponents this year by a score of 49-7 in the first halves. So I'll take New England to score first.
witnessed this firsthand, not at the stadium, but let's see. They went 9-minute drive against the Chargers and about an 8.5-minute drive against the Chiefs. I'm going to go with New England.
So Kyle is on an island with the Rams. We asked which team will score first. Kyle, which team will score last?
The Patriots, Tom Brady.
I'm gonna pick New England to score first and score last, and hopefully that's a hedge for me.
I'll take the Rams.
Well, in the last 17 Super Bowls, history says that in 15 of those contests, the team to score last have won the game. I think the Rams will score on a late field goal or a touchdown to win the game.
I'm going to go L.A. Rams.
You sound very convincing, Dave, but I had New England in my head the whole time. I'm going to go New England.
The over-under on the game, the total, 56.5 points. I think the defenses will have to show up at some point in this game. I don't anticipate being the shootout that everybody thinks that it could be. So go ahead and give me a nice, tightly play. What did Romo say, 28-24, which is?
52.
Right. So if Tony Romo says it's going to be under, it's under.
He's been hot.
I think the Patriots set the tone again. They play at a slow pace. They limit the possessions, and it goes under.
I'm thinking low-scoring ball control game. I'll take the under as well.
Here it is, guys. We put it on a tee for you.
Over. Over. I was taking over anyway. Over.
The season's on the line, isn't it?
If Ryder was here, he'd be doing this the addition in his head, and you'd be playing defense at this point, wouldn't he, Todd? You know that. He'd be playing defense at this point.
Well, he'd be in his Kristaps Porzingis jersey today. And he's not here, but yes, he would be. What do you say, Mark?
For the sake of the team, I'm going to go over.
Scott, Mark, I've got under on my paper, but do I need to go over here?
No, just you
do what you want. You do what you want.
All right, I'm going
under.
It's going
to be the difference between you guys losing by 9 games and losing by 10 games. So let Kyle do what he wants to do.
Is
that an under?
That's an under.
That's an under.
All right. Let's get to the game itself. Alex, New England's a 2.5-point favorite here, and our tiebreaker is total points scored in the game.
Asking for a friend, can both of these teams lose? Is there any possibility of that happening? No? Okay. I'm going to go with the Patriots. And total points, since we just went under, I'll say 48.
184 coaches have been hired by the other 31 NFL teams since Bill Belichick was hired with New England. That average is better than 6 per team. Tom Brady is 5-3 in the Super Bowls. He can become the winningest quarterback in NFL history with 6, or he can pass Fran Tarkington with 3 and tie Jim Kelly with 4 losses. If this game had been played during the regular season, the Rams would have been 3.5-point favorites. The value is with the Rams. I'll take LA in the points.
And your total points?
49.
Oh, take that, Alex. 49. The LA Rams are better. The LA Rams have better talent. The LA Rams are going to win Super Bowls. Jared Goff could be a superstar. New England's going to win the game. I hate saying that. I just... And give me 58.
I think L.A. is the better team as well, but it bothers me that Goff is half Belichick's age. You know, Belichick could damn near be McVay's grandfather. What do grandfathers have? Wisdom.
They do.
That's Belichick. I can't get past Belichick, Brady, having been there before and done that. We're still here. Give me New England and 60.
Yeah, all that. I think the Rams have more talent, but for all the reasons that Mark just said, I'm not going against the Patriots. I've got 27-24. That is a cover for the Pats, and it adds up to 51.
All right, for my pal Mac, who never liked to take the points, I've got to dedicate this pick to him. I'll go with New England. And you left me Tony Romo's prediction, correct, of 54 points? I'm Tony Romo can see the future, and so can I. The future says...
Oh, it's 52, it's 52. I'm sorry, 52.
Well, 52. Then I get the bonus of one-upping Kyle, too. So 52, the official selection there, still qualifies with my under-selection. And I foresee a good week for our team, but we shall see. We need six people to call us right now at 366-1600, and somebody's going to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. As I said, my wife and I just ate lunch there today. It was delicious.
Very good. Dave, again, thank you very much for everything you do for us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We'll call you on Fridays just to get some of your wisdom. enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody, and we will talk to you on Monday.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least five devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game.